Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
In the Farmfolio chat room, Charlsa, one of our great female listeners, prepping her mac and cheese for Thanksgiving right now, she says.
I bet Charlsa does breadcrumbs on top of the mac and cheese, which I like.
Breadcrumbs on top of the mac and cheese?
Yeah, do you guys not like the breadcrumbs on top?
Not as much. I like melted cheese on top of the mac and cheese.
Well, I like the melted cheese on top of melted cheese and just keep it going. But
right.
Smuff 23, I don't care for dressing and stuffing at all, he says. In our studio, there's a person that doesn't like dressing as well.
I love dressing.
I mean, to each their own. I like it. I like my dressing a little dry, though.
Yeah. That's what my mom, when my mom sent you your plate, after she heard you talk about it on the show, she said, tell Lance I'm sorry about the dressing. He's not going to like it because it's not dry enough.
No, I
like
it.
That's what I told her. I said, you know, I'm giving him free food. He's going
to
like it.
Yeah, it's really nice to see Barrett Jones standing by rolling his eyes as we talk Thanksgiving food. He wants to talk serious sports stuff.
Oh,
that's some
please.
Of the comments coming up in the Farmfolio chat room.
If you're concerned about market volatility or inflation, Farmfolio can help you diversify your portfolio into cash-flowing farmland property. Visit farmfolio.net. Barrett is on the Pepsi Hotline, presented by Gus's World Famous Fried Chicken. What is up, Barrett Jones? How are you today?
How are you doing, guys? I love Thanksgiving food conversation, and I know you know that. I'm all about it, so... You know, whatever comes up, I'm in.
I mean, it really is the best meal of the year, and I don't know how heavy your plate is. My plate is always way too heavy.
You go back for more.
But I end up going back for more.
That's right.
And I don't worry about the calories. Typically never do, but I'll try anything on that plate.
I'm glad you said that, because one of my, you know, mountains to die on, which I have many, is I'm a big paper plate criticizer. You know, me and my family, we only buy the thick Chinette plates. And when you go to a Thanksgiving dinner and you're given one of these weak Dixie plates or whatever,
terrible.
And they just, you know, you put it on there and it's just immediately like, I mean, I can't work with this.
Turns into a soft taco.
I need to be able to carry, you know, something with both hands. So, I mean, I'm balancing and positioning. With the Dixie plate, I can just grab the edge and be confident, with the Chinette and be confident that there's going to be no flopping. So, you know, spend the extra money. That's a place that's worth investing in. Our proper paper plates. We only use Chinette plates in my house because of Thanksgiving. That's really what I discovered that.
I really pictured Barrett Jones and his family all only using the good china on Thanksgiving Day. I didn't know you'd break out paper plates at the Jones
this is
household.
This is for every day of the year, first of all. But, and my family does not use china. My parents do use plates. They're not china, but they're real plates. So, yeah. I mean, that's fair. But you go to family gatherings, there's a lot of paper plate action, which, hey, the older you get, the more you understand. You host a few things, you're like, oh, paper plates.
Right.
Nice to throw them away.
Yeah, I like Eddie here. Eddie says he actually uses a pie dish on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, heck yeah.
Takes the pie dish and moves around. Yeah.
Why not? Just fill that bad boy
up. Not a bucket.
That's right. Just fill that up.
Game changer there.
Yeah. Barrett Jones is with us on the Pepsi Hotline. He's presented each week by Gus's Fried Chicken, world famous right there. That's good for to get you just primed for that Thanksgiving meal. Get some on the way home, 2201 2nd Avenue South, or online, GusFriedChicken.com. That's GusFriedChicken.com. The Iron Bowl, Barrett, is it's an intense game. For whatever reason, when played at Jordan-Hare Stadium, it just feels a little bit different. That's no slight to Brian Denny, but this game just plays different at Jordan-Hare for some reason, it seems.
It does, man. It's like the full moon of college football. You know, there's always something crazy that's going to happen. And it definitely, we've had a few times where we went down there and it wasn't, you know, a competitive game, no problems. And other times just crazy things started happening. So you never know what you're going to get. I'll never forget my first time playing down there. It was my first Iron Bowl to play in 2009. And, you know, we were really good and just had an inexplicable, you know, tough time really moving the football. Thankfully, we got the ball late and we were able to score and win the game in a dramatic fashion. But yeah, it is, it's a hostile environment. It's tough to play down there. And I tell people all the time though, like, the thing probably that I miss emotion wise about college football the most are the boos. Like, I love the boos. I think I've talked about that here before. And there is no boo like running out at Jordan-Hare Stadium, wearing an Alabama uniform. And, you know, you can just feel the hate oozing from people. It's a special time. So I do miss that feeling of running out and just getting booed by, like, you know, 95,000 fans.
We did our Iron Bowl special yesterday, and we were talking about some of the more memorable Iron Bowl moments. And, of course, the kick six guy brought up. You just missed that one, though, right? Where were you?
So did Bama.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, Rockstar. Wow.
Rocky, where were you watching that game, though?
Wow, that is a great question. I actually have a tremendous kick six story.
Oh, wow.
And it's kind of long, but I'll try to tell the very short version. So I was in San Francisco playing the Niners, all right? And I had a very good – played with the Rams. And I had a very good friend who lived in Berkeley. And I actually went over to their house to have some Thanksgiving dinner. Their whole family was there, and, like, I knew their family. So I went over to eat with their family. So I go, and, of course, we're watching the kick six. And this is a little technical, but to go over, you have to go over a bridge. You have to go from San Francisco, downtown San Francisco, to Berkeley. Obviously, you cross over. It's not the Golden Gate Bridge, but it's a different bridge that comes up later. So watching the game, the kick six happens. All right. And literally no one spoke. And they're all Alabama fans. No one spoke for, you know, 45, you know, like after it was over, just there was no speaking. I got in the car with my friend. I didn't have a car to take me back. So on the way back, I didn't realize there's only a toll to get into San Francisco, not to get out. So we run into this hour-long toll line, okay? I had to be back for the team meeting at 6 p.m., and I left the house at probably like 4:45, thinking, like, I have an abundance of time. It's only a 20-minute drive. We're in this toll line for an hour, all right? And not speaking, by the way. Me and this other Alabama fan, not speaking one bit. Probably the most upset I've ever been. We're stuck in between all these cards. I'm about to get fined $10,000 on top of already losing. And so I'll skip a lot of the dramatic part. We finally get across. It's like probably 10 minutes before my meeting goes. We get into San Francisco, and our hotel, thankfully, was kind of right across the bridge, gridlock in San Francisco. I just looked at the person. I said, all right, I got to go. Bye. Hopped out of the car, was 0.9 miles from the hotel, ran a – I bet I beat Roger Bannister. I ran a 4-minute mile, sprinted into the meeting room at 5:59 and 30 seconds, sat down, was abundantly sweaty. I was in, like, jeans and, like, nice clothes. Like, I mean, I was sprinting in a button down, and sit down in the meeting room. And I was just so happy to make it. I wasn't even thinking about the game. And everyone on the whole team just, like, looks at me and starts pointing and laughing. And I'm thinking, like, okay, they're laughing because I'm sweaty. I realize, no, they don't even know. They're just laughing because I just lost the Iron Bowl. So like, I don't even care. That is so not even my problem. I almost got fined $10,000. So anyway, that's the very short version of one of the worst days of my entire life, losing that and then almost getting fined $10,000 for missing a team meeting on the road.
Auburn hosting Alabama coming up in the Iron Bowl 2:30 on Saturday. I'll ask you, path to victory for Auburn. What is it? How do you beat Alabama if you're the Auburn Tigers with TJ Finley? How would you attack it?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, the tough thing about Auburn is that Alabama gets all the calls. So, I mean, that'll be really.
Oh, wow. Barrett, you know, listen to the show. Thank you for watching the show, Barrett.
That'll be tough for, I mean, you know, you got to, not only does Auburn have to face all, against Alabama, but also the officials in the Birmingham office. So, I would say the path to victory, first of all, it's going to be tough. I would say TJ Finley has had the game of his life, you know, as solid as Auburn's rushing attack is. I think to beat Alabama, you got to throw the football. That's no mystery this year. And you got to win some one-on-one matchups. So he's going to have an unbelievable game. And then defensively, you got to find a way to pressure Bryce Young. I mean, the athletes that they have a receiver are just too good to allow Bryce Young a lot of time back there. You saw what's happened in the Arkansas game. Anytime the protection was decent, you know, he was throwing to somebody for a big gain. So got to find a way to make him uncomfortable in the pocket. Teams have been able to do it at certain times this year, not consistently enough to beat them other than A&M. But I would say those are probably my two biggest keys to the game.
Hey, we have a question from a listener. Bo wants to know, how many times were you called for holding during your 4 years at Alabama?
Your listener, Bo?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Is that ironic that his name is Bo?
Oh, that's true.
I might have made that up. How many times were you called for holding during your 4 years?
Probably once or twice. That's it. But yeah. I never held, you know?
That's right.
No, I held all the time. I held every play. The key is you got to be friends with the officials. I mean, I know all those guys' names, the umpires, you know, go buddy up with them. So you know, normally they get, kind of give me some warnings before they do the flags. But yeah, I really only remember one, but I'm sure I had a few more. So I'm going to say two or three.
Seriously, though, and Barry Jones is presented each week by Gus's Fried Chicken, GusFriedChicken.com. That's GusFriedChicken.com. Get some on the way home today for the family, 2201 2nd Avenue South. Gus's Fried Chicken. They bring you Barrett on the Pepsi Hotline. I feel like when I watch the Southeastern Conference, though, they pretty much let the line get away with holding. I mean, I think unless it fundamentally, clearly at the point of attack affects the play, they're going to let that offensive line play pretty outside the gray.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's not by accident. I mean, Steve Shaw, I don't know if you guys know Steve Shaw, he's a great guy. Yeah. I mean, all their officials are really clear. Like, you talk to SEC official before the game, they want as little flags as possible, and they want a fast game. Like, that's what they're after. They're always saying, 15 minutes, we want to get in and out. We don't want to throw a bunch of flags. So they don't want to throw flags. You're absolutely right. And if it doesn't affect the play as much, they're definitely not going to be as likely. You know, the for an offensive lineman, like, I think there's a lot of misnomers. I could go on a long rant about holding and, like, how to not get called for holding, because, like, I do. I think it's easier than you think not to get called for holding. Like, you can – I think people have a misnomer that it's about where you put your hands, and it's hardly ever about where you put your hands. You can have your hands on the outside, back, whatever. The only time they really call holding, especially in the SEC, is if you're restricting the player from going a different direction. So if I'm blocking a guy, my hands even are outside, I'm blocking this guy. Until he tries to run that direction toward the sideline and the officials see me extend my arm and grab him, that's really when they call holding. That's about the only time they really call it, is in that kind of situation where my arm is away from my body and I'm restricting this guy from getting where he wants to go. As long as I'm moving with him while holding him, I'm totally fine. So that is true. They don't like throwing flags in. I like it. I think it's a better style of game. Nobody likes, I remember we have, you get those Pac-12 officials and stuff. They just like throwing flags. They want to be on TV. So, yeah, it definitely is real. And most people prefer it that way.
SEC Metrics your senior year had you at 12 holds, 0 calls, though. So, no, I'm kidding. I'm making that up.
Had one my senior year, and I was so mad about it because it was a terrible call. It was the A&M game, and I'll never forgive that umpire that threw that flag on me. I ever see him sometime, and I just think, you made a bad call of me, sir. It was a pancake. Dominated this guy and fell on top of him, and he called a hold on me, and I was so
– yeah. You made a bad call on me. You've called a lot of games this year in your role at ESPN. Ohio State and Michigan looks on paper like it's going to be a good, close, entertaining football game this year. Do you think Michigan can take Ohio State to the wire or possibly even upset them?
I do not. I have called Michigan, and look, I have a lot of respect for Michigan this year. I think they've done a fantastic job of kind of making the most of their personnel, finding an identity. I think that's so important with teams, just to kind of know who you are. I mean, they run the football a lot. But, man, this Ohio State team is a different level of explosive right now. And I'm not sure that they're going to be able to score with Ohio State. If Ohio State's weakness defensively, now they're secondary. And I'm just not sure that Michigan has, the athletes really to make a big dent there. So I think it's a bad matchup for Michigan. I think they'll try to control – the line of scrimmage, control the ball for a big time possession, but ultimately you're gonna have to put up some points playing against Ohio State. I'm just not sure that offense with Cade McNamara at the helm is quite high powered enough to stick with those guys. I mean, you saw, what they did to Michigan State last week. I don't think it'll be that bad, because I think that Michigan's a much more complete team than Michigan State. But I don't necessarily expect it to be particularly close the way that Ohio State is playing right now. I think they're playing at an extremely high level. And I mean, they have three unbelievable wide receivers that are going to be tough for anybody to cover. And that's Georgia included, by the way, once that matchup happens.
What is the what game do you have this Saturday?
I really am disappointed that Dunaway did not know that. That's kind of his job, is to do that.
It's technically mine. I try to ask before, but I've forgotten all of them.
I'm sorry, Dunaway.
I think you have Oklahoma State this week.
Bedlam is what I was going to guess. Oh, no.
That's a good guess. All good games. And this, unfortunately, the theme of my season is, if there's a game that you think I would have, I probably don't have it. I have LSU A&M. So that exclusive rights deal with LSU that we signed a few years ago was great in 19. Last year, it's not so much. So we get a lot of LSU games, and this is our third one of the year. We'll call LSU A&M for, Coach O's final game at Tiger Stadium. So, yeah, there's there's some extra icing on the cake there.
Yeah.
But
you'll be able to tell the
I think there's going to be a lot of fun games, though. It'll be fun.
All right. That is Cecil. What'd you say? You'll be able to what?
Be able to tell his grandkids.
That
hey,
he
I called
last game.
Coach O's last game.
Who's Coach O?
He is Barrett Jones, so you'll hear him on that Texas A&M LSU game. Barrett is presented each week by Gus's Fried Chicken, one of his favorite meals. They've got one in Memphis, but they've also got one right here in Birmingham, 2201 2nd Avenue South. You can find them all online, though, GusFriedChicken.com. Thank you, Barrett. Have a great Thanksgiving.
As much as I love chicken, I am in charge of smoking the family turkey. So I'm gonna be smoking it this year. Hopefully it goes well. I'll keep you all posted. It's a big responsibility, but I feel like I'm ready. It's kind of the final step into manhood that I'm taking this year.
Do you go the beer butt method? How do you do it?
I do not. I have a smoker, and so I could go into in detail how I do it, but I've got kind of a little recipe, brine it overnight, and then slather some stuff kind of under the skin between the meat and the skin, let it get juicy.
So you're not a midnight smoker. You don't start.
I think turkey that's probably a little long. You can dry turkey out if you smoke it too long. So I try to get the turkey in about 3 or 4 hours. I think that's a better time for a turkey. With a brisket or a butt, I will do an overnight smoke. But I don't think a turkey in my opinion, you can dry it out if you're not careful with that. So I'm going to have a little higher heat, probably somewhere around 300 or so. To get it done in 3 or 4 hours.
Okay, there you go. So Barrett with a good smoking recipe for you there on the next round. Thank you, Barrett. Enjoy the weekend, man. Be safe.
All right, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, buddy. That is Barrett Jones with us on the Pepsi Hotline. He's presented each week by Gus's world-famous fried chicken. Online, GusFriedChicken.com.
You know, the thing that surprised me about that story, Jeff Fisher seems too lazy to find anyone.
I mean, how you go 8-8, Lance, if people are late for meetings? That was a 7-9 mentality, being late for meetings.
It's a great story. If you happen to miss it, Forrester will have that coming to you later on our social media platform, Barrett Jones, on where he was for the kick six and how he beat Bannister's 4-minute mile.
Oh, I bet he was drenched. And sweat.
Bet he was, too, because he was a bigger boy back then, too.
Like that city's nothing but hills. I mean, he was going downhill.
Yeah, but still, at that point, he was 300-plus pounds in blue jeans. The sound that was making, Rockstar blue jean, fat man thigh blue jeans rubbing together.
Oh, they've been wet, but it started out with a
But you know, running downhill is almost as difficult as running uphill.
Yeah, you end up breaking a lot as you run. Bad on the knees. Hey, our Hemphill Heisman look ahead right now, brought to you by our friends at Hemphill.
Hey, if something's not running right, flowing right, draining right, you need to call our friends at Hemphill Services. Recently, I experienced one of those disasters at my house. First call I made was Hemphill Services. Make sure you check them out. Adam, Chad, all of the guys there, Andrew, they do fantastic work. For all of your plumbing, cooling, and heating needs, trust the name. Birmingham's trusted since 1954. Hemphill Services. Call now, 205-229-2090.
Dennis Dodd, along the way right now, keeping up with how he rates the Heisman, has C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young, and Will Anderson. You talked about last year how difficult it would be for you as a Heisman voter to back up last year with another year of putting two Alabama guys because you live here in Birmingham.
Well, it just sounds like a homer. But, I mean, if you've been watching the game, I mean, Will Anderson, to me, is the best player in college football. Defensive guys never get that kind of love. Bryce Young has been fantastic the entire year, and I think he's bailed Alabama out of quite a few games. And you look at C.J. Stroud, he really has come on. That offense is great. I mean, it's difficult, but the good news is still got a couple of big-time games to watch. The Iron Bowl, Ohio State, Michigan, Ohio State, probably Wisconsin. To me, I know statistically Oklahoma State and Texas A&M have better defenses, but I think Wisconsin is the second-best defense behind Georgia. So you'll have an opportunity to see C.J. Stroud against that defense. You'll have an opportunity to see Bryce Young against Georgia's defense.
Yeah. That'd be a good tiebreaker right there, right? Yeah. Because it's two good defenses.
All right. That's our Hemphill look ahead right there, brought to you by our friends at Hemphill Services. When we come back, a lot more college football on Rivalry Week, plus LT's got trash. That's all straight ahead right here on the next round.
Follow Brownie on Twitter and Instagram at Ryan Brown Live.
Banking isn't just about your money. It's about you. It's about getting help with what you need when you need it. AmFirst was founded for members just like you. And they've been putting those members first since 1936. Putting you first means services that grow and change with the times to serve you better. Now, every bank has their own app, but that's just it. It's theirs, not yours. The AmFirst app was made for you, so it's easy to pay bills, deposit checks, or transfer money to friends and family from anywhere. You can even customize the app, which means you can personalize your dashboard, create usage alerts, and redeem points for rewards that will make you feel like the number one priority you are. And you can do it all on your own time. So what are you waiting for? Get the app made for you from AmFirst. Visit any AmFirst location or amfirst.org today. That's amfirst.org. America's first federal credit union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Thanksgiving is here, and let the New York Butcher Shop be the place to get all of your holiday meal items. Their premium turkeys are fresh, free-range, and hormone-free. The New York Butcher Shop also has a wide selection of chef-prepared side items to help save you time in the kitchen. Pick up a bottle of wine, and your meal will be complete. Turkeys are selling fast, so place your order today. Two locations to serve you, in Cahaba Heights and on Highway 119 in Greystone. The New York Butcher Shop. Rare quality, well-done service.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Farmfolio. If you're concerned about market volatility or inflation, Farmfolio can help you diversify your portfolio into cash-flowing farmland property. We all know about rental real estate. Cash flow and appreciation are the name of the game. With Farmfolio's productive farmland lots, your trees act as the tenants, and they pay you in fruit, which is sold by Farmfolio's international sales team to the likes of Walmart and Costco, ultimately generating cash flow for you. As your cash flow increases, your property value also increases. Just like tenant-occupied real estate, the best part is you don't have to be a farmer. You own, they farm, and you earn. This is the way it works at Farmfolio. For more information, you can go online, check everything out today. Go to farmfolio.net. That's farmfolio.net. Check it out today. If you're concerned about that market volatility or inflation, Farmfolio is your best friend. Go online today, farmfolio.net.
It's time to start thinking about employee holiday gifts. Consider getting your hardworking guys a pair of Red Wing boots. Each day, your employees are on the job site helping your company succeed, so reward them with comfort at its best. The Red Wing mobile shoe truck can visit your shop and fit your employees with a great selection of boots. Or Red Wing gift cards can be purchased at your local Red Wing store, available in all amounts. Whichever program you choose, your employees will appreciate the quality, service, and selection from Red Wing Shoes, and they'll also be thankful they have such a great boss. Reward your employees this holiday season with Red Wing Shoes.
At ERA King Real Estate, they're empowered by technology and driven by community. I'm Jim Dunaway, and my friends at ERA King have the most extensive training and the most innovative tools in the business. And they're opening their 10th office location in Central Alabama this month. To find your agent, text the word MOVE, M-O-V-E, to 35260. That's MOVE to 35260. ERA King Real Estate, growing to serve you.
Support the show and grab some great t-shirts and hoodies right now in the Next Round store. Buy the Alabama State map shirts in your team's favorite colors, the popular Y'all Can Have the Rest, or Next Round flag shirts are also online now. Just go to nextround.store. That's nextround.store. The traditional Next Round logo shirts are there too. Buy them for yourself, or they make a great gift for someone else. And let us know what you'd like to see in the store coming up. Nextround.store. That's nextround.store.
The seasons have switched to fall, and it's time for you to change your game day wardrobe with our friends at the Pants Store. For the ladies, all the game day fashion, including bodysuits and those booties, plus a wide variety of clear purses that you need for every stadium. For the guys, all the game day accessories, Yeti coolers, Yeti cups, sunglasses, plus your game day wear from Cutter and Buck, Antigua, Taylor and Mick, and the perfect game day hat. It's all at the Pants Store, five locations, Crestline, Leeds, Trustville, Tuscaloosa, or Huntsville, and always online at pantsstore.com.
A lot of credit to the rivalry of Michigan and Ohio State, the 24th meeting with each team ranked in the AP top 10. That's a lot of credit there for those two teams. Part of our show this hour being brought to you by the great folks at Champy's Chicken. more than a top 10 meal. It is a top meal any day you want it for the great fried chicken from Champy's, world famous fried chicken, right there on 119 in Alabaster. Champy's gives you that great southern experience of Mississippi Delta recipe tamales. Chicken on a stick, easy to eat at a tailgate. Poor boys, tenders, and those full fried chicken plates and all the great sides. Great desserts and great brews as well. Blues, Brews, and Bird is Champy's Chicken, Highway 119 in Alabaster, champyschicken.com. This weekend, looking for bowl eligibility out of the SEC, Florida and LSU need wins. LSU over A&M, Florida over Florida State. Ironically, both of them don't have coaches. When you fired your coach, do you feel like there's a lot of excitement?
No.
For a bowl game from a fan base?
Well, I've always a fan base. I thought you were going to ask about the team. From a fan base, no. I really don't. Because I think when you're a fan base, you realize this is the reality, Lance, is all the assistants are looking for another job. They know they're about to be out of work. They're worried about their family first. They can say they stay focused, but the natural thing to do is I'm worried about my family. I got to find out where I'm going next, right? The players, why play for this guy?
Yep.
Why impress this guy, man? He's not my coach next year.
And to be honest with you, for some of the players, Eli Ricks, for instance, of LSU, he's officially in the portal yesterday. Some of these guys are like the coaches. They're looking for their next place.
Once they get on the field, they're competitors. They want to win. They want to look good, whether they're going to be there or somewhere else. They've got NFL tape that they want to look good for. As far as the fans, I think the fans are still into it. Look, it's been a bad season, obviously, if your coach is getting fired, but I remember when, you know, John Fossil took over the Rams as a special teams coach against the Seahawks on a Thursday night game. The Rams were 2-11 or something, and I was all in. I mean, you're still a fan. You're still going to get caught up in that moment.
And it's the rivalry game. You know, if this were La Lafayette, well, that's a bad example now. Napier's got them good. If this were La Monroe, you know, for one of these teams, it's different. But, you know, when it's the Apple Cup, I can't say that with a straight face. You know, when I'm Florida and I'm going to play Florida State, I'm going to get fired up for that game.
Part of our show today being brought to you by our friends at Standard for Insurance. You're always good to get an insurance checkup.
It is. 664-3200 is that number. Have your coverages ready and what you pay each month, and let them run the numbers for you and see if they can save like they did for me and get great insurance as well. Auto rates down 4 times in the last 12 months, so it's a great time to check it up. 664-3200, 664-3200. Or StandiferInsuranceGroup.com.
Everybody hold up a hat real quick. Grab one. And hats, you guys have wanted hats. We've got the Rockstar got the cowboy hat. Yeah, there you go, John Dutton. You know, I almost said, what time today do you want to do the Rockstar Playhouse? It seems like a Friday, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. We're not here tomorrow. Live today, live on Friday. Not here tomorrow. But we have hats for sale now. Right in the Next Round store, nextround.store, nextround.store. Use the promo code Black Friday. Promo code Black Friday. Get 15% off all the items. I like that. This is the first time a lot of you are seeing the TNR.
Yeah, I think it might throw people off because they see our regular logo, and that logo shirt has been out there in market for a few months. You'll see on our set TNR, and we've got the subtle background look here. But we've got one big TNR logo. Which side? It's on Brown side.
It's on both sides on the end, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, it is, actually. Yeah.
You'll see those one day.
But, yeah, it's really cool. If you like, you know, just the subtlety of that, I think it's a good-looking hat.
Yeah, me too. And I like the alternate logo. I like it a lot, the TNR, that you see pop up occasionally on some graphics when Brown and I do Saturday breakout and such. So those are for sale. Hoodies are for sale, T-shirts and everything in the store. But the hats have been introduced, and that's why they're on the set here today. Time for trash. We do it every day. LT, not always suitable for work, but it's going to be nothing like Brown's beaver earlier.
What?
So let's hit it.
It's a drawing.
Reporters have been saying some pretty nasty things about Western Pennsylvania lately. And you know, I couldn't agree with them more. I couldn't disagree with you. I couldn't agree with you more than the fact that...
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
Hey, if you are ready to make some major money moves, but your bank account is at a standstill, well, our friends at Mortgage Right, they can help. Get the ball rolling with a cash-out refinance. Pay off debt, renovate your home, or even buy yourself the pinball machine that's been sitting in your eBay cart. Whatever needs funding in your future, if you have the home equity to back you up, you can get it done. With refinancing experts nationwide, our friends at Mortgage Right will guide you through the process with ease. Make your home work for you by visiting MortgageRight.com/TNR today, NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. We start first. You guys have probably heard this story. Adele had an interview with an Australian TV host, an exclusive interview with Adele, but the footage was withheld after he told her that he hadn't listened to her new album, 30. Matthew Dorn, the host of Channel 7's The Weekend Sunrise Show, flew to London from Sydney, journey of about 10,000 miles on November 4th to interview Adele in her only album interview with an Australian outlet, according to the Daily Telegraph. Now, during the interview, when asked by Adele what he thought of the new album, Dorn said he hadn't listened to it yet.
Oh.
That's according to the Telegraph. It added that the singer was offended. Now, the interview ran to completion, according to the outlet, but Sony, which owns Adele's music, later told Channel 7 that it was withholding the rights to the interview footage as a result of Dorn's oversight. Several reports said Dorn suspended by Channel 7, but Dorn told the Australian for 2 weeks, by the way, on Sunday that he wasn't, quote, formally suspended, but he was off the air for 1 week. He returned to his slot on the network on Sunday. Now, the total package for the rights for the Adele interview footage, which included access to video from Oprah Winfrey's One Night Only with Adele, cost Channel 7 about $1 million, according to the Telegraph. Now, Dorn told the Australia that he received an early link to listen to 30 over email, but he missed it during the trip to London.
Man, I mean, I think he should have listened to it before.
Right.
But, I mean, I think this is a bit of an overreaction by Adele.
I think it's a huge overreaction.
And if he's suspended by the TV station, that's even worse.
I agree with you. If you're prepping for an interview like this, you probably want to listen to the album. But if it was an oversight, if he conducted a really good interview and he's promoting her product, I don't know why she would get that offended.
You know, a lot of people do interviews with authors about books without reading the entire book. Sometimes you may have a staff member read a book and give you notes. You may flip through and read certain chapters of interest so you have enough to conduct an interview. I would think that the author in that situation or the artist in Adele's situation are just thankful that the promotion is out there. It's not hurting her sales at all.
No, I think she looks at it as, this was an exclusive. We could have gone to anyone in Australia. They would have done this interview. And you should be so grateful that we did it with you that you at least listened to the music. I mean, that's probably her view of it.
Yeah. It's about promotion, though, in the end. And I don't see, I see why he should have, but not to be suspended.
No.
That's ridiculous.
Well, I think they're probably upset. The embarrassment for Channel 7. They had the only interview in the entire country.
So down in Australia, they're wondering if 7 is really on their side.
Okay, I've got some odd celebrity demands.
Okay.
Weird Al. Now, did you guys realize for a long time Weird Al requested a fresh Hawaiian shirt from every venue he performed at? He took out the claws after collecting several hundred shirts.
Yeah, it seems like a lot.
His go-to, right?
Well, back in the 80s, especially. UHF, fine movie.
Yeah.
Beyonce, her dressing room has to be exactly 78 degrees, no more, no less.
God, that's hot.
She's like Leon.
He's an 82 man. Leon's an 82
78?
Oh, she want to sweat it off? Man, that would be miserable.
Back to Adele. Hers is while on tour in North America, she forbades any North American beer.
Something tells me she's a little snooty.
You think Adele might be a slight handful?
Oh, my God.
So Adele says no Bud Light when she's traveling in North America. But if she's in Europe, she's okay with the Bud Light?
Very strange request there.
Very odd.
Yeah. I always knew Steve McQueen had quite the ego. I didn't realize it was this bad. While starring with rival actor Paul Newman in The Towering Inferno, he insisted that the script be rewritten so the two actors had the exact same number of lines.
Wow, that is petty. Mm.
You've got 67, I got 66, so we're going to need to split one up.
How about this one? Gary Busey once refused to film a scene in heaven because the set was inaccurate.
Yeah.
Busey, by the way, extremely strange, quote, had seen heaven during a near-death experience and wanted to get it right, including the fact there are no mirrors in heaven.
Really? I've not read that part of the revelation. I did not know.
I would assume there's probably no
portraying Buddy Holly, but we got heaven wrong.
Okay. That's right, yeah.
Okay.
But see, Brown, I think in heaven there's no pain, right?
So if that is correct.
If you look like me, if there's no pain, there can't be mirrors.
It's true, it Jim. Yes.
Well, it's probably so like no
self-deprecation.
Yeah, no, okay. No vanity either.
No, that's true. Yeah, there's no vanity.
So no mirror there either.
No mirror there.
What do we want to go with first?
B.
No, let's go with this one. No, we'll go with this one. Okay, I got shower thoughts for you guys.
All right, I love these.
We laugh at animals for having funny mating rituals, but humans probably have the most complex and frustrating mating rituals of all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You think somewhere there's like two tigers looking at us opening car doors and going out to dinner? Well, going, look what those guys do.
The thing about the animals is not everybody's got equal say-so in it.
No, it's a, come on, I want to bite on your back real quick. Let you know I'm here.
That's right.
Yeah, now do the Black Widow.
Literally sexual predators, right?
Yes, literally.
Here's another one. You only like the pen clicking noise when you're the one making it.
Oh.
So sure, same thing with whistling. Whistling's only annoying.
When do I click the pen?
Used to. You don't do it anywhere except in your, when we were in pandemic. You because you were having to hold everything, you would do this a lot. Rockstar would bring it up to us a lot.
Before, Rockstar hears everything.
If Dunaway was asking question
in
one.
In typical fashion, you guys would never bring it up to me, though.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, because we were in a weird situation.
Well, all
it's
you
a
had
pandemic.
To do was say, hey, look, man, the pen clicking's coming through. And I would quit.
Because I would have gotten, I don't hear it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, again, when you're not doing it, or when you're doing it, you don't know.
Yeah. Like, see, what I do is I wiggle my legs, and there was a chair in our old job. Shocking. That made a squeaking noise. And I remember one time looking around like, who is making that squeaking noise?
And it was you.
And it was me doing my leg on my chair like I'm doing right now. Luckily, these chairs don't squeak yet. But I didn't even realize I was doing it. I was just moving my leg and squeaking. And I was looking around with my look, looking, who is making the noise doing this interview? I do this too.
Okay, here's another shower thought. If you don't know what it is, toothpaste sounds pretty terrifying.
That is true. Toothpaste. It's like they're going to be glued together.
Here's another shower thought. Old-timey Wild West saloons seem cool until you realize all the drinks are warm.
Yeah, they didn't have ice back then, so you're getting...
Aww, that is a great never thought point. About that. I've never thought the beer was hot.
And you're getting nasty water. Can I just have a glass of water?
Well, I'm probably shot.
I mean, the only thing you're drinking back then is bourbon.
Yeah.
That's why they always just poured it in a glass and
but
did
you
it.
You did see a lot of guys drinking beer back then.
It's going to be warm.
And our final shower thought, at least one person has probably thought about killing you.
Jeez.
At least.
I am not shocked by that.
Yeah, that might be a little extreme for the majority of people.
I'd say a touch extreme, yeah. Thinking about killing somebody. Yeah.
Here's so you don't think anybody has ever thought about killing you?
I mean, perhaps. I don't know what I would have done to deserve that, though.
Perhaps. Here's a look at how celebrities got their stage names. Post Malone put his real name into the random rap name generator when he was 14. He stuck with the results ever since. His real name, Austin Richard Post.
Post Malone's a good name.
It is. I've never known what it meant.
I'm on this website trying to find some. Some of these are awful, but for Jimmy D, you got Little Fresh JD House.
Little Fresh JD House. I like that.
Imperial name. JD. Jimmy D Silver Cobra. And ooh. For Lance, you got Righteous Lance Guns with a Z. Monster Lance Razor Jab. Fat Lance Money Punch.
I like Fat Lance Money Punch.
For Brown, you got Capricious Rye Rye Force.
Yeah!
Rye Rye.
Capricious Rye Rye Force.
And Little R Nugget.
Little R Nugget?
Yeah.
I don't like anything with Little in it.
R Nugget. Okay, celebrities, how they got their stage names. The Weeknd took out the final E of his name because of copyright issues with a Canadian band called The Weeknd.
How about that? I just thought he was trying to be crafty.
Cardi B's nickname growing up was Bacardi because her sister's name is Hennessy. But she shortened it after her Instagram account kept getting deleted. Her real name is Belcalis.
Whatever.
Lady Gaga. Producer Rick Fasari nicknamed her Gaga after the Queen song Radio Gaga.
Oh.
I had a feeling that was why. And she added Lady because of the regal connotations. Her real name is another. Who cares? Vanilla Ice uses the nickname he earned as a teenager because of his pale complexion and dance move he invented with mimics of sliding on ice. His real name is Robert Matthew Van Winkle. Finally, a woman who married herself is now getting the divorce.
That's a shame it didn't work out.
After meeting someone else 90 days later.
It lasted 3 months.
Back in September, Brazilian fashion model Chris Galera, 33, married herself in a formal ceremony after growing tired of relying on one man. Around the time of the wedding, Galera said, quote, "I reached the point where I matured. I realized that I was a strong and determined woman. I was always afraid of being alone, but I realized that I needed to learn to feel good about myself. When that happened, I decided to celebrate it." Now, however, according to the Daily Star, Galera has now decided to call it quits after meeting someone, quote, "special."
This is her rock star.
That's her on her wedding day to herself.
That's when she married herself.
When she gave herself away.
She would have options, I would think.
I think she settled quick. Yeah.
I'll be honest, though. I'm surprised she wore white.
Now, talking about the divorce, Chris revealed, quote, "I was happy while it lasted. I started to believe in love the moment I met someone else special. Not too much was said about the new person in her life, but it would appear they're special enough to make Chris change her stance on love. It will not make it till next Thanksgiving."
Yeah, I kind of agree with Lance. Yeah. Probably has some things rattling around in the head there.
Yeah, that is Trash with LT, brought to you by our friends at Mortgage Right.
Hey, so the holiday's approaching. You might be wondering how you can make some extra money. Our friends at Mortgage Right, they've got a great solution. If your home's equity is the size of Santa's waist belt, then Mortgage Right can help you turn that equity into cash in your pocket with a cash out refi. Reach out today for a free home health check to see if a cash out refinance is right for you. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
A jam-packed final hour of our show coming up. Top of the hour, John Metchie. Rockstars got our three and out today. Mark Ingram of UAB before Friday's final game for the Blazers. When we come back, though, I'll ask these guys about the teams that need wins this weekend to get bowl eligible. If the fans will be happy with a bowl game or not happy with a bowl game, that is coming up. The show being brought to you by our friends at the Pants Store. Whether it's a bowl game, a rivalry game, or just a great gift under the tree, look great with the great game day wear from our friends at the Pants Store. This time of year, perfect to buy at the Pants Store and get a gift for those sports fans in your house. Game day polos, sunglasses, game day accessories, and a lot more, including fashions for the ladies. Five locations, Crestline, Leeds, Trustville, Tuscaloosa, or Huntsville, and online at pantsstore.com.
Follow Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram at Jim Dunaway.
Hey, for the best pizza in Birmingham for lunch or dinner, make it Slice. Go see the Bajaglia brothers, Jeff, Jason, and Chris. Slice Pizza and Brew is as local as you can get, from the ingredients that go into every pizza to the beer on tap. Two great locations, Lakeview and Vestavia.
I want my lawn to look better than anybody else's on my street. Ryan Brown here for the Next Round. Here's one problem. I play a lot of golf, but I'm not a greenskeeper. It's why I depend on my friends at Wayne's. And now is the time to make sure your lawn is properly prepared to grow healthy and lush when spring rolls around. Let the lawn professionals at Wayne's set you up for success as your lawn enters dormancy for the winter season. I depend on them for my lawn. You should too. Get Wayne's treating your lawn now so it looks great in the spring. 866-WAYNES-1. That's 866-WAYNES-1.
On the field or in the office, you need a solid team and a strong game plan if you want to beat the competition. Xerox Business Solutions Southeast offers everything from printers to managed IT services, as well as hybrid work hardware solutions through our titanium partnership with Dell. For championship-level office solutions, get Xerox Business Solutions Southeast into your starting lineup. Visit xbssoutheast.com/win. Touchdown!
Follow Next Round Live on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. The social media team at Next Round Live is dedicated to giving you daily news conferences and practice video from UAB, Alabama, Auburn, and around college football. Follow and compare to the sites you used to visit. You'll also get the latest highlights and news from the Next Round Daily Show. Turn on the notifications so you don't miss a thing. Next Round Live on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. See more at nextroundlive.com.
The Double Down Media podcast family is live and full of content for all ages. The Mystery Fifth Hour gives the Next Round host a chance to talk about everything but sports. Pour a glass of Bama and bourbon, our weekly college football conversation while sipping some of the most interesting pours in the bourbon world. And our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call. LT takes off the gloves for an in-depth conversation with stars like Taylor Hicks, presented by Redmond Vodka. Find those podcasts and more by searching The Next Round on Apple, Spotify, and on our website, nextroundlive.com.
Hey, do you want to become more flexible and more active? Our friends at Stretch Zone Birmingham can help, and they're offering two Black Friday deals you don't want to miss. Visit StretchZoneBham.com or call 205-509-2349 to learn more or book an appointment. Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Farm Folio. If you're concerned about market volatility or inflation, Farm Folio can help you diversify your portfolio into cash-flowing farmland property. We all know about rental, real estate, cash flow and appreciation are the name of the game. With Farm Folio's productive farmland lots, your trees act as the tenants, and they pay you in fruit, which is sold by Farm Folio's international sales team to the likes of Walmart and Costco, ultimately generating cash flow for you. As your cash flow increases, your property value also increases, just like tenant-occupied real estate. The best part is you don't have to be a farmer. You own, they farm, and you earn. This is the way it works at Farm Folio. For more information, you can go online, check everything out today. Go to farmfolio.net. That's farmfolio.net. Check it out today. If you're concerned about that market volatility or inflation, Farm Folio is your best friend. Go online today, farmfolio.net.
After years searching for a classic jacket that was functional in the field and the city, Tom Beckby couldn't find one he liked, so he decided to make his own. Since designing that first jacket in 2015, Tom Beckby has continued to draw inspiration from natural settings to produce classic outdoor equipment with time-tested rugged material. Visit the brand-new Tom Beckby store in Mountain Brook Village, a local business, with the goal of outfitting you for the outdoors here in Alabama and wherever the road takes you. Mountain Brook Village or online, TomBeckby.com. That's Tom, B-E-C-K-B-E.com.
Anheuser-Busch wants every experience for you around beer to be a good one. And getting home safely is always a priority. So encourage friends to decide to ride, whether it's by being the designated driver, calling an Uber, or taking public transit. You cannot drive drunk if you don't drive there. This message is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Uber, Birmingham Budweiser, and the Next Round. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
The Double Down Media podcast family is live and full of content for all ages. The Mystery Fifth Hour gives the Next Round host a chance to talk about everything but sports. Pour a glass of Bama and bourbon, our weekly college football conversation while sipping some of the most interesting pours in the bourbon world. And our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call. LT takes off the gloves for an in-depth conversation with stars like Taylor Hicks, presented by Redmond Vodka. Find those podcasts and more by searching The Next Round on Apple, Spotify, and on our website, nextroundlive.com.
Met you at the top of the hour. Since he can't join us on Thanksgiving because we won't be live on Thanksgiving, we're back live on Friday. The show being brought to you by Brown's outdoor entrepreneur, Tom Beckby.
That's old Tom Beckby. Somebody told me on social media last night this is not a real guy, Tom Beckby, and I've been talking about him like he's a real guy.
Tom Beckby is...
Beckby's whoever you want him to be.
I think Tom, there's a little Tom Beckby in all of us.
I would agree with you, Jim.
Well, I would just suggest going to check out
that
new location in Mountain Brook.
That's right.
You can say hey to Petty. You guys saw Petty the dog.
Petty the dog. Ask Petty about Tom Beckby because...
He's the king.
My guy, Tom Beckby, real guy or not... Alabama guy that wanted some good outdoor clothing. He couldn't find what he wanted, so he made it himself. That's back in 2015. You can see the Tom Beckby collection now at the Tom Beckby store in Mountain Brook Village. It's a local business with the goal of outfitting you for the outdoors in Alabama and wherever the road takes you. Mountain Brook Village or online, TomBeckby.com. That's B-E-C-K-B-E, TomBeckby.com.
Petty the dog, named after...
Richard Petty.
Richard Petty, Tom Petty, or John Petty?
Bryce Petty.
More
it's
likely
not Richard Petty. I will guarantee you that.
More likely Tom Petty.
The king.
Speaking of not backing down, here's our king. Jeff of Anniston. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. Just a little bit today, but first, have any of y'all seen the house that Jack built with Matt, a disturbingly authentic Matt Dillon?
I have not.
I like Matt Dillon, though.
He is creepily good. And think, have you ever seen Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer?
I have not.
Oh, that's with Rooker in it. He's great. Well, think of that made by Ingmar Bergman, if he made it. And it's got Riley Keough in it, too. You know, Elvis's granddaughter. She's looking good in there.
The thing that I saw there was the house that Jack built was probably one of the most disturbing movies. Like, they couldn't put it anywhere because it was one of the most disturbing movies.
Oh, it's... it's creepily bad. It really is. It's got a realism to it, which is like Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer.
But is it worth seeing, Jeff?
Weird.
Huh? Is it worth seeing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's long now. It's about a 2.5-hour one, but it's worth it, man. You won't see what comes, I don't think.
2.5 hours of creepy, man. Give me my popcorn. I can't wait.
What is he building?
He's so good in it. It's scary. It really is. A couple weeks ago, I had Georgia 85% chance winning it all. Now I think I've got it about 60 with Ooh. Ohio State at 35, and I could see somebody. I don't know. Oklahoma State's impressed me. I'll just leave it at that.
Oh, interesting. Well, I just don't see that.
So 95% of you say it's either Georgia or Ohio State for the yes. national championship. I see. Yeah. All right.
And agree or not. That one loss Oklahoma or one loss Oklahoma State should and would make playoffs over Cincinnati and Notre Dame if it came to it.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I think they should. I go back to, you know, playing 12 games, not all against great up competition, but 12 games against Cincinnati's 12-game schedule. To me, it's about the journey, not just beating Notre Dame.
And 13, really, right?
Yep, 13, really, yes.
Okay. And I do think that Bama's due some payback either against Georgia in the playoffs. And if we don't play right against Auburn, maybe that week. If I was Auburn, I'd maybe go to the Power Eye. But just see if y'all agree with me on these or not. Three things that's different about Bama this year than most years, and this is all I got. No true freshman this year has stepped in like usual. And usually, you know, we have a couple, two or three immediate that step in at running back, receiver, offensive line, run.
I think Dallas
secondary.
Is Dallas Turner the best one right now, you think?
I think so.
Yeah.
If the next 2 weeks go well, it could be Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Could be. He's going to play a lot more, it looks like, yeah.
So I think that means we're starting people that normally wouldn't be starting for an Alabama team. Yep. So that's weakening us there.
Yeah, the other scary thing about that, Jeff, is this doesn't seem to be a great Alabama team when you compare it with other Alabama teams. So if you don't have freshmen making those contributions, what are those freshmen going to be as sophomores?
Yeah, that's true.
Ooh, LT just said end of the dynasty.
I did not say that.
The second thing I think is we don't have a dominant leader in the secondary like we do.
It appears. I would agree with that,
We usually have that alpha, both player and personality, that can kind of make up for deficiencies, and we don't seem to have that at all.
Mark Barron is not walking through that door, is what you're saying.
No. And the last thing that I think is, and I think it might be the biggest problem, I don't think this team's as physically or mentally tough as we usually are.
Yep.
I mean, you even heard Saban last week and a couple of times this year talk about bringing up the poor me's, have multiple mental errors. Our tackling's not as crisp and hard, and sometimes I think we even coach soft.
Yeah, I don't disagree with any of that, Jeff.
I don't either. Tell me what you think the score is on Saturday.
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to say 38-34.
Wow.
Wow. What a game.
38-34.
Yeah. We're not blowing anybody out that's got a pretty good offense. I mean, not even a pretty good offense. Hell, we've seen.
Well, you Mississippi teams. State, you beat them by 40.
Yeah, and Arkansas, whose quarterback is average passer, would you say?
Yep. KJ Jefferson,
Calzada,
I would say.
Calzada's average, very average. Yep. You're right.
So what's the –
You're saying, look out, T.J. Finley's best game ever is what you're saying. It seems to be that case.
That's what tends to happen, right?
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jeff. Have
thank
a good
you.
Thanksgiving.
And part of our show being brought to you by our friends at Champy's Chicken. They bring you this hour every day of the show, champyschicken.com. Highway 119 in Alabaster, champyschicken.com. All right, here we go. I will call out the teams. They need a win this weekend to be bowl eligible. Will their fans be happy or not happy with the season being bowl eligible? Florida and LSU both have fired the coaches off the table. Florida State, a win this weekend, they're bowl eligible. Yes or no?
No, they're not happy.
I think they're happy just with the way they played the second half of the season. I think they can at least be optimistic. We played Notre Dame tight. We played some good games down the stretch.
They lost to Jack State to get back bowl eligible.
I get that, but you know they could have easily beaten Clemson.
Virginia Tech. No, fired the coach.
No, fired the coach.
Maryland.
Probably so. Bowl eligibility in Maryland is a low bar, but I think they're happy. Yes.
Rutgers. Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Syracuse.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you lost some tight games if you're a Syracuse fan. We go 6-6. We lost three games by 3 points in each game.
TCU fired their coach. No. West Virginia.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Cal?
No.
I don't think anybody cares.
USC fired their coach. Yeah. Okay, so those are the 11 playing for bowl eligibility this weekend.
Disappointing years,
yeah,
man.
It's bad.
A lot of them. When we come back, John Metchie. Not disappointing this past game. He was clutch for the Tide. We'll talk to Metchie. Our show being brought to you today by our friends at Graystone Chiropractic.
Graystone Chiropractic is right off 119-280 in Tattersall Park. My man, Dr. Lee Goldenberg, getting your spine straight, which gets that nervous system right, which controls every cell, tissue, and organ in your body. Enjoy a healthier life today. GraystoneChiropractor.com. That's GraystoneChiropractor.com or 205-981-8090.
Follow the Next Round on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live.